Kidnappings plague central Mexico as cartels fight for control of highways. By Cartel Chronicles on April 11, 2023. The various cartels operating in central and western Mexico continue to carry out numerous kidnappings as a way to exert their control over key highways that connect Mexico City with border cities. The kidnappings primarily focus on two key states, San Luis Potosí and Zacatecas. Those two states have experienced a dramatic increase in cartel violence as multiple criminal organizations, including allies of Cartel Jalisco New Generation, the Sinaloa Cartel, and others, fight for control of primary roads. The main highways tied to the rising violence are Highway 49 and Highway 57. These connect central Mexico with key border cities to the north. Highway 49. According to Mexican journalist Javier Garza Ramos, Highway 49, which crosses through Zacatecas and leads to the states of Durango and Coahuila, is one of the most dangerous highways because of constant highway robberies. Ambas carreteras están ahorcadas justo en el punto entre el centro del país y los estados fronterizos. En la 49, el tramo que cruza Zacatecas antes de llegar a Durango y Coahuila es una de las carreteras más peligrosas del país, con constantes altos y bloqueos. Sigue. Javier Garza Ramos, et J. Garza Ramos, April 10, 2023. That highway passes through Fresnillo, Zacatecas. This is the city where a team of gunmen kidnapped the wife and daughter of a Mexican soldier in broad daylight last week. Gracias por tu colaboración. pic.twitter.com/hoxnovc4m. FGJE Zacatecas, at Fiscalía ZAC, April 7, 2023. The kidnapping took place on April 3 in Fresnillo when a team of gunmen boxed in a small sedan and kidnapped 26-year-old Viani Leonor Guzmán Herrera, her daughter 6-month-old Zoe Kailani Herrera Guzmán, and 26-year-old Alma Juliana Muñoz Alvarez. The first two victims were identified by Mexican authorities as the wife and daughter of a soldier assigned to the 97th Infantry Battalion of the Mexican Army. While a motive for the kidnapping was not released, Mexican authorities announced the deployment of troops in an attempt to rescue the victims. 4 days later, the Zacatecas Attorney General's office revealed that the victim had been found. Additional information about the case was not released by the authorities. Highway 57. The other key highway that has seen a rise in violence is Highway 57. According to Garza Ramos, the highway that cuts through San Luis Potosí has seen a rise in kidnappings and highway robberies, particularly near the city of Matehuala. En la 57, el tramo que atraviesa San Luis Potosí, sobre todo a la altura de Matehuala, ha visto un aumento de asaltos y secuestros. Paraturistas que van del norte a la CDMX por carretera. Las carreteras 49 years 57 son las que deben tomar. Pero cada vez más resulta una ruleta rusa. Javier Garza Ramos, et J. Garza Ramos, April 10, 2023. As Breitbart Texas reported, it was near Matehuala that authorities found over 100 kidnapping victims, primarily migrants who had been taken days prior. Authorities found the mass kidnappings while looking for a group of 23 travelers that were making their way north during Easter week. Editor's note, Breitbart Texas traveled to Mexico City and the states of Tamaulipas, Coahuila, and Nuevo León to recruit citizen journalists willing to risk their lives and expose the cartel silencing their communities. The writers would face certain death at the hands of the various cartels that operate in those areas, including the Gulf Cartel and Los Zetas, if a pseudonym were not used. Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles are published in both English and their original Spanish. This article was written by C.P. Mireles from Tamaulipas.